The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
It's the cattails by the levee, where the water hits the stars. It's the rust on that old Chevy. It's a beat-up old guitar. Peach tree down in Georgia. It's that Shenandoah ball. It's that boy in California with a Carolina draw. It's American born. It's as real as the dirt on your boots. It's American born.
It's American born, baby. Peyton Taylor, a Jersey girl right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:06 on AM 970. The Answer, the flagship station, screaming 50,000 watts out of New York City. Technically, Hasbrook Heights, I think that's where the tower is. But it's a New York City, you know, sounds, a little more dramatic. So, and then online, please don't forget AM970TheAnswer.com, because I will still get some correspondence on Twitter and other social media. Joe, we can't get you. The signal's not coming in. Just go to AM970TheAnswer.com, or you could go right onto Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, and you could click on us and follow us online. That's what I do. As a matter of fact, that's all I listen to. Dude, does anybody have a radio anymore, Frankie Five Boroughs?
Yes, I hope so, because there's a lot more people listening on radio than listen to us online.
Well, you should have a radio. I mean, and I don't mean in your car. You should have a radio. Like, God forbid there's an emergency, you should have a regular radio. Where would you find a regular radio? Best Buy, maybe something like that, maybe? Where do you buy it?
I mean, you could buy one online, but you could buy the one place you cannot go to buy a radio, ironically, is Radio Shack. But, you could buy radios.
They're closed.
Exactly. But even when they were open, they you know.
You know, so I'm looking at this.
Yeah, Best Buy does sell radios. So does Target.
See? There you go.
There we go. You got to get yourselves the radio. I'm looking at this poll thing. This is it's a Fox News poll, record support for Donald Trump impeachment. So I'm looking. Then you got to look. I have to look through everything. So now I'm looking in here, and they break it down, and they say so many people want, to that point, more Democrats favor impeaching the president. 85% think and consider his call with Ukraine president impeachable offensive. It's, you know, they break it down. It's a bit convoluted. But when you look at it, it's only like they had 785 people that they asked. I mean, is that a poll? Is that a poll? 700? And then this made me kind of chuckle. 229 with a landline. How many people have a landline phone anymore? And what
I still
kind of
do.
People are they?
I think only radio
should have a landline. I know, but 229 landline. I don't know. You got to take that of that with a grain of salt.
But you know why this is absurd, Joe? I mean, it's absurd on many different levels. One of the reasons it's absurd is, first of all, who cares what the majority of the American public says with respect to impeachment? Either something's an impeachable offense, a high crime and misdemeanor, or it isn't. Put that aside, though. Unfortunately, I don't think people are really making a judgment about the nature of this specific allegation. You could say anything, and they would be willing to impeach Trump for anything. The people that don't like Donald Trump, they don't just dislike Donald Trump. They hate Donald Trump, right? And they are so eager to have him removed from office. So Donald Trump only got 46% of the vote in the last election. So that means 54% of the people voted for someone else. So basically, everyone that didn't vote for Trump are the very same people, at least according to this Fox News poll, who want him impeached. So nothing has changed. The people in 2016 that didn't want Donald Trump to be president still don't want him to be president. Not a thing has changed.
Yeah, it's you got to take it with a grain of salt, please. But I just can't stand the way they throw the word around. I think because I went through the whole, you know, I'm old enough to remember the Nixon impeachment. And then and when you look at what Hillary Clinton did, and no hate, by the way, just objectively, you look at what Hillary did compared to what Richard Nixon did. And what Richard Nixon did was child's play. I mean, compared to what Hillary did. But Hillary now is apparently, I'll run, I'll beat him again. I'll beat him again. You know, she said about Donald Trump. Yes, she said that yesterday. You know, but in any regard, you have to take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah, she's a winner at coming in second place. She's fantastic.
Yeah, and that, and the impeachment situation, don't forget, you got to go through the House. It's got to be put up for a vote. And then they have to vote on impeachment at the House. And we're going to talk to Josh Gottheimer in the House coming up momentarily. And then you got to go to the Senate, and it's got to be approved by the Senate. Now, even though I don't trust a lot of those Republican senators within the Senate, including Senator McConnell, you know, respectfully, I just don't trust them. There's got to, what's it, like a two-thirds vote or something, right, Frankie, to impeach in the Senate.
That's why this is all just so futile. There's no way that you're ever going to be able to get a two-thirds, unless something radically changes. You're never going to get a two-thirds majority in the United States Senate. You couldn't even get that when the Republicans controlled the Senate and they impeached Bill Clinton. They couldn't even get enough votes to remove him or to convict him. It's a joke.
Yeah. And so in other stories, too, I want to talk about Syria, and then we're going to bring Josh to the airwaves. The president defends his decision to withdraw forces from Northern Syria. He was quite eloquent as you listened to him yesterday. He in defending his decision to withdraw United States forces from Syria. But although I don't agree with that, I think you got to leave something in there. Frankie said you got to get out of there. Why? And as I hear Tucker Carlson, you know, every night talk about get out of there. You know what? It's an endless war. And the president said he's getting tremendous support from outside the Washington D.C. area. And what do you think prompted this at this time to make the president to make this decision, Frankie, to withdraw from?
Well, I think there was a multitude of factors. President Erdogan told Trump that they're going in anyway. The Turkish armed forces are going in, whether the Americans are there or not. And I think Donald Trump didn't want American troops to be killed by a NATO ally. That, I think, is number one. Number two is, you know, we saw the person that was left in the administration that was most steadfastly against this, John Bolton. Finally depart. So now that Mattis is gone, now that Bolton is gone, now that McMaster is gone, Donald Trump finally has the freedom to do the things that he was elected to do. And I mean, it's a shame that he's been held prisoner by his own administration for so long. But now that we're getting rid of some of the dead weight, we can get some Trump people in the Trump administration.
Well, now, and correct me if I'm wrong, Erdogan wants like a 20-mile buffer between Syria and Turkey. That's what this is all about, correct? 20-mile buffer?
Yeah, and more, even more fundamental than that, he doesn't want the Kurds in Syria helping arm the Kurds in Turkey that are trying to overthrow him. So, as the president said yesterday, you know, everyone that's criticizing the president's decision is framing the Kurdish assistance in the fight against ISIS as if it was somehow altruistic. The president said yesterday, quote, "Now the Kurds are fighting for their land," just so you understand. They're fighting for their land. And as someone wrote in a very, very powerful article yet today, they didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy, as an example. They mentioned the names of different battles, but they're there to help us with their land, and that's a different thing. That's right. I mean, they were there protecting their own interests, Joe.
Why do I think of yogurt when I think of Kurds? What is that?
Yes. I hear Congressman Gottheimer is a big yogurt fanatic.
Yeah, there we go. I want to end your brilliant take on that, on a yogurt reference, Frank. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock, Congressman Josh Gottheimer represents the 5th. Hiya, Josh. How you doing, man? We're trying to make sense of this crazy, crazy world. Josh, how are you, first of all? All good in your world? I know Washington is nuts. You're a regular guy, Josh. It ain't easy down there, is it?
No, it's not easy. But I've been in my district the last few days, and I'll tell you, it's good to be home.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that the truth, though, man? And it's Jersey, man. And, you know, no better place. And we love New York. Trust me. Congressman, a lot of us are concerned about reports of lead in water in places like Newark. We had Ross Baraka on, mayor of Newark, and he seems to be on top of this problem. You've been a real leader on this, Josh. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, sir.
So thanks, John. Again, thanks for having me. like most parents, you know, we're all very concerned about what's in the drinking water, you know, when our kids go to school, the water fountains, you know. Joe, yep. When I both went to West Essex, you know, the old water fountains there. So what goes on in the cafeteria?
Spent a lot of time around that water fountain, Josh. Yeah,
exactly,
I got
right.
You.
Exactly. Remember the cafeteria there, of course, the pizza. And what we've been seeing, and my office actually did a report last week looking at every school district and seeing if they're they're actually committed and following the state law, which says that every school has to test their water and actually post the results for parents to be able to see what's going on. You know, a big part of this is transparency. This is not just, unfortunately, just not a problem that's in Newark. It's unfortunately a problem in the suburbs and rural parts of our state as well. And what we found was that actually more than half the schools in my district reported at least one issue in their testing. So one water fountain with elevated lead levels. And we know what can happen to our children in terms of their development if they're exposed to lead water, and which is why, of course, we're deeply alarmed by what's going on in Newark and other places in our country. So what the good news is, this past week, we made an announcement with the governor and supported by Senators Oroho and Senator Sweeney and others, basically saying, instead of testing our lead water every 6 years, let's test it every 3 years, because that's now, right now, only going to test every 6 years, now every 3 years, and actually enforce the law on our books in New Jersey, which says you've got to post it on the websites. And we've said, let's put together a one central website, one database. So, Joe, if you go in there and put your kid's school in, you'll find out if there's a problem in your kid's school. And it's easy and easy for parents to access. And then they can make a decision from a pure transparency perspective of what to do about it. And to me, that just seems pretty basic.
Yeah, Congressman Gottheimer, that right on the money, Josh. Thank you so much for doing that. That's great. That's absolutely brilliant because you worry about it. Also, Josh, I got to tell you, I love the way you give a shout out to a Republican and a Democrat, Steve Orho and Steve Sweeney, because a lot of times when people go to Washington, they forget about our senators and the assembly people down there in Trenton. That's really nice that you actually reach out to them, and we appreciate that. So, Josh, I got to tell you, you've also been a leader in fighting for veterans in New Jersey. Before we get into what you're doing now, what's the status of health care for veterans in New Jersey these days, sir?
Listen, we're very lucky that we've got a lot of places in our state that provide excellent care to veterans. You know, we have a lot of veterans in New Jersey, people who obviously our democracy, Joe, as we've talked about, is based on the fact that these men and women got our backs, fought for us, protected our flag and our values. And, you know, the big problem, though, that we do have, which continues to be a problem, is, you know, we lose 22 veterans a day to suicide, and mental health issues continue to really affect a lot of veterans, including a lot of post 9/11 veterans. So one thing I worked on last year was making sure that we got more resources to help the VA hire to fill their positions, get more docs into the VA. But in northern New Jersey, especially in the rural part of my district up in Newton and the northwest part of the state, we don't have enough mental health care. And so I met with the state director of the VA to say, how do we actually get more mental health care services up into Newton, where there's a facility? We're working on that, and I think we'll get more resources there after a meeting last week. And again, that's a place where I worked with Senator Oroho and Assemblyman Worth and Space and others who've been doing a lot in the community there as well. And then the other big challenge we're having is, and you've probably heard this before, a lot of the veterans in my district drive an hour to an hour and a half to get to their appointments. They often have to wait more than 30 days. They can wait months to see a specialist. That's unacceptable to me. And so what we're trying to do is actually get them to be able, the law says they can go to other local facilities. So there's a facility, Newbridge Medical Center in Bergen County, that they should be able to go to. They're not getting that option now when they make an appointment. And one thing I met with the director about is making sure that actually happens. So we're pushing so that these veterans don't have to drive. It's insane that if you're a veteran who served our country, that you're driving an hour and a half or more, and you're sitting waiting, you're waiting more than 30 days to see a doc. Unacceptable. And we've got to address it. And so we're going to keep fighting on that.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer, appreciate it very much. Hey, Josh, everybody, before we let you go, I know we're limited on time, and we appreciate the hard work you're doing for the great state of New Jersey. Where do you stand on the impeachment question, sir, down there in Congress?
Oh, I'm shocked you're going to ask me about that. I can't even believe it.
You were doing so good. I'm going, boom, water, boom, veteran, I'm afraid to ask.
I've been in a very consistent place. What I've said is, it's fine to have an inquiry. You got to get to the facts, but the facts matter. You cannot. You know, my concern is prejudging anything here. You need to actually have an evidence-based process. You need to bring all the facts to bear. And by the way, both sides have to be able to present facts. You can't get. I'm not going to make any decisions based on a tweet or what I read in the paper or what I read in or what I hear from what I hear from. You got to make it. I want to see it all myself. I want to see the evidence and then make a decision. And frankly, that's where if you saw the president, what he said yesterday to the Wall Street Journal was fine with the process as long as he's fine to participate now, as long as it's actually fact-based and everyone has a chance to present their facts. I think following that approach and is the best way that we can make sure in this solemn moment that the country can feel that we are doing this in a way that upholds our Constitution, that is not hyper-partisan, that actually attempts to do what we're supposed to do, which is look at the facts.
All right, you're making far too much sense now, Congressman. Wait a minute. Thank you. Josh, we appreciate you always joining us. Hey, listen, man, come back soon, all right? Keep us posted on the water thing, would you?
I will. Thanks for everything. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Congressman Josh Gottheimer. We're going to break, and Greg Jarrett's going to join us. 820 right now on AM 970. The Answer, Debbie Duhame has traffic for you on AM 970, theanswer.com.
Hi, Joe. We're going to take it out to the Southern State eastbound, getting out toward Wausau Avenue. Watch for a collision there. Westbound Southern State at the Meadowbrook, an accident to deal with as well. It's still busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano Bridge upper level into Brooklyn. An accident was clear, but we're still moving slowly there. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the west side, south of 158th, an accident cleared. Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue, an accident delays back to the GWB. Inbound GWB upper level, an accident cleared about 40 to 45 into the upper, better to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 35. And if you're heading to the Holland, that's still about 35 to 40. 78 eastbound express lanes, exit 56, an accident getting out toward Newark. 80 west at the Garden State Parkway and Saddlebrook, a collision. And traffic is still moving solely southbound Thruway, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, some periods of rain likely later, high of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
The Orange are back into ACC play the rest of the way. They visit NC State Thursday night, the 10th. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff with Orange pregame at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University football.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 823 right now. Greg Jarrett coming up. I want to tell you about the cook-off. Oh, the Michaels of Brooklyn. Columbus Day cook-off. Boom! It's here on Sunday, October 13th at Michaels of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand, right there in the borough of Brooklyn, New York. One of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. We've got the final contestants locked in now. We want to invite you to come down to Michael's of Brooklyn to be a spectator. You'll get to taste classic Italian dishes prepared using Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. I'll be one of the panel of judges with Fred and Johnny and Marianne and the great Michael's of Brooklyn family. So if you'd like to attend the cook-off, eat some spectacular food, just book a reservation at Michael's of Brooklyn, please. 718-998-7851. It's 718-998-7851. Remember, the contest starts at noon this Sunday, October 13th. I will see you there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
825 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Greg Jarrett, Fox News, legal analyst, New York Times bestselling author. His latest book is Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. Everybody is reaching out to Greg Jarrett today, and he's kind enough to join us on Piscopo in the Morning. Hey, Greg, really appreciate you being here, my friend. Good morning to you.
Joe, it's always great being with you. Thanks.
Well, listen, you're our go-to guy. We're so excited that you're here, man. With all that's going on, you have this terrific new book, this Witch Hunt. You got to check out Greg Jarrett, Witch Hunt, which I want to talk to you about. But first, I have to ask you about the terrific column you wrote for FoxNews.com yesterday. You wrote about whether or not Robert Mueller may have lied to Congress about his meeting with President Trump before he became the special counsel. What's going on here, Greg Jarrett?
Well, we now know from documents that Bob Mueller and Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller, had been privately communicating, and they kept it a secret. Mueller was already on board to serve as special counsel. So then why did he go into the Oval Office the day before his formal appointment? Was it part of a scheme to furtively gather evidence that his special counsel he could use against Trump? He lured the president into a conversation under false pretenses, and it appears as though he was not truthful to Congress. He said, oh, no, I wasn't interviewing for the job as FBI director. Well, in my book, I interviewed several people who said, yes, that's why he was there, and now we have new documents and witnesses that back it up. So, you know, last time I checked, failing to tell the truth under oath before Congress constitutes perjury.
Wow. So wait, so they could call Mueller in for committing perjury. Do you think that'll happen?
No, probably not, because, you know, it would have to be initially a move by Congress and they have no backbone. The worst part of it is that the president had a conversation with Mueller. If in that conversation the president explains his reasons for firing Comey, the subject of Mueller's investigation, that made Mueller a fact witness in his own case, so he couldn't serve as special counsel. When asked under oath about that, Mueller feigned ignorance and you know, amnesia, and said, gee, I cannot remember that. Well, the president remembers vividly the conversation. I asked him about it. His answer is in my book.
In your book, Witch Hunt, you actually interviewed the president for this book, correct, Greg?
Yes, I sat down with him for an hour in the Oval Office. And,
wow.
You know, many of his comments and observations are throughout the book. I interviewed extensively the lawyers for President Trump, and they were deeply disturbed by Mueller's mental state. He seemed lost and confused, disoriented, didn't understand basic questions or fundamental law. He was like the Wizard of Oz. And, you know, when he finally testified a couple of months ago, the curtain was pulled back. He was not what his vaunted reputation promised.
I know. I was just talking about that this morning. It was very unnerving. And in your book, Witch Hunt, Greg Jarrett, you give a pretty vivid account of how a powerful group of unelected government officials worked to deceive the public. Tell us about that, please, because that's scary, man.
They created and propelled a pernicious lie that the president had committed the most noxious crime in American criminal codes, a treasonous conspiracy with Vladimir Putin. It was all paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign and then sedulously disseminated to the media, to the FBI, to the Department of Justice, the State Department, in order to stop Trump from getting elected. And when it failed, they then doubled down, produced the dossier for the media, which never verified any of its contents. And, of course, they were off to the races with the witch hunt.
Yeah, now, and please break this down for us, Greg Jarrett. What's happening now with the Attorney General? What information we will have? Why are subpoenas going to be flying out from Lindsey Graham? I mean, why are we going to – the people that believe in this country are going to start fighting back against this attempted coup is what we're witnessing live. Will we be fighting back like a lot of us hope we will be, Greg?
William Barr knows it's a hoax and it was a witch hunt because the answers that he was getting when he started posing questions to people didn't match the evidence. So he appointed John Durham, U.S. attorney, to investigate. Durham already, I suspect, has evidence of corruption and crimes, which is why we learned 2 days ago he has now expanded his investigation, hiring new personnel. The first shoe to drop, I think, will be late next week when the Inspector General's report comes out. I think you'll see criminal referrals. Evidence will be presented to a grand jury. We'll wait and see whether there are criminal indictments.
And how did James Comey and Andrew McKay manipulate Michael Flynn into an FBI interrogation without an attorney, sir?
They ambushed him. And you know, Comey admits this. They set up a pretext for the interview, the Logan Act, which has no application. It's unconstitutional. But they used that as an excuse to bamboozle Flynn into an interview with FBI agents who walked away, by the way, and said he's telling the truth. And at that point in time, the FBI dropped the case. Mueller took it and decided he was going to contort the facts and deliberately misinterpret the law to go after him without any evidence. The agents who interviewed Flynn said he was telling the truth. So why did Mueller do this? He did it to force Flynn to lie about President Trump. In the end, Flynn refused to do so. He pled guilty because Mueller threatened to prosecute Flynn's son. I mean, this is just, Joe, unconscionable behavior by lawyers.
And look what's happening with Ukrainegate now. I mean, how do you compare what we're seeing with Ukrainegate to what we saw in Russiagate, Greg?
Well, it's just an extension of the witch hunt. You look at the transcript, and the Department of Justice did, the criminal division, career prosecutors, and they said, no crime here. No campaign finance violation. So the Democrats have now pivoted from, oh, gee, the president committed a crime, to, well, we think this is an abuse of power. We're going to impeach him on that basis. Abuse of power is this wonderfully amorphous phrase that is, it has no fixed definition. So if they proceed on that basis, I think Americans will react negatively. You know, Americans are pretty smart. They'll look at that transcript and they'll go, there's nothing wrong here.
That's so true. Greg Jarrett, we'll let you go. Greg, if I may, is this so-called whistleblower, who we now know is a top CIA operative, just another example of the Intelligence Committee trying to get back to President Trump?
Oh, absolutely. Adam Schiff was in on it. Under the law, the whistleblower is not a whistleblower, as I wrote in a recent column. And so, you know, and it doesn't matter what he says. He's simply giving his opinion, his interpretation of hearsay information. The best evidence is the transcript. And as I say, the president had every right to ask for information in an official Department of Justice investigation. And if the president had reason to believe that Joe Biden may have committed a corrupt act, he has every right to say, Ukraine, look into it. If you find anything, let us know.
Greg Jarrett, the book is Witch Hunt. Greg Jarrett, Witch Hunt. Greg, I know how everybody's pulling at you today. Thank you so much for taking the time to joining us this morning on the radio, my friend.
For you, Joe, anything.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks so much, Greg. Let's talk again. Greg Jarrett, right there. Fox News legal analyst, New York Times bestselling author. This latest book, Witch Hunt, is a must read. Google, please. Greg Jarrett, Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. Amen. 834 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
55 degrees at 834. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Brooklyn man who's suffering from stage 4 cancer is being evicted from his New York City Housing Authority apartment. Advocates say that 64-year-old William Sanchez moved in with his ailing mother in 2015, taking up residence in Brownsville's Woodson houses. He apparently made repeated attempts to get added to his mother's lease, but she was too sick to appear at NYCHA offices. Since Sanchez's mother's death, eviction proceedings have been underway. The final stay expired on Monday. Governor Murphy is saying no way to the construction of a power plant in the Meadowlands. The North Bergen Liberty Generating Station was proposed as a way to generate power for New York City, but critics say it would also pump pollution into the Hudson County air. Murphy tweeted out last night that he is unequivocally opposed to building the plant and increasing emissions, adding he feels the project doesn't make sense for New Jersey. North Bergen Mayor Nicholas Sacco responded last night as well, saying that the township will now find an alternative use for the property slated for the plant. In sports, Flyers shut out the Devils 4-0. Tonight, the Yankees will find out who they're playing in the American League Championship Series. The Bronx Bombers will play either the Astros or Rays. Game one of that best-of-seven series will start on Saturday. Tampa Bay faces off against Houston tonight to determine the winner of that best-of-five series. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway. You're busy eastbound getting out toward Bonton Avenue with an accident. Also, the Southern State is moving slowly westbound at the Meadowbrook with an accident there. Still pretty busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound getting out toward the Verrazano with an accident cleared. And on the LIE West, that ramp into Junction Boulevard, police department activity at the ramp about 5 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. If you're heading over to the inbound side of the GWB, traffic still moving slowly here to the upper level, about 35 to 40 to the upper, better to the lower. Earlier accident cleared on the upper level. Lincoln, that's 35 in. Holland, about 35 as well. 80 is moving along slowly as you head eastbound, getting out toward exit 37 in Rockaway, 80 west in Saddlebrook. An accident there. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume on 78 westbound at the Garden State Parkway. A collision getting out toward Union. 287 eastbound slowing down through exit 5 in White Plains. Partly cloudy today. Maybe a chance of some rain later on. High of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Honor, tradition, strength, pride. Representing the United States Military Academy, a new class of Black Knights will find out what it's like to wear the black and gold. Go Army!
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 6:30 as the Black Knights travel to take on Western Kentucky on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Hey!
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hey, you got to go to Mo's. We love Modell's, and we love Route 22 Toyota. I'm going to give you 5 minutes, all right? I'm going to give you 5 minutes to 8:45. Look, an extra minute, Mr. Generosity over here. Our dear friends at Route 22 Toyota, Iggy and Carmelo and Chester and Alex Cancelo, the man who gives you 0% APR financing for 72 months for qualified buyers with no pressure, no back and forth, no wasting time dealing with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. These are the folks that give you this first five callers, next 5 minutes deal where you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter at Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. I'll give you the 8:45, all right? I gave you an extra minute in there because I am Mr. Generosity. Thank you. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. This is a great deal. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, you get a free oil change, and you get a free oil filter if you call 855-621-9949. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way, and that brand new customer lounge you will love. So give a call right now if you would. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
20 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:40 on AM 970, The Answer with Joe Piscopo. Gordon Chang is the man who knows everything about China, everything about North Korea. So I asked Frankie early this morning. I leaned on the friendship I have with this great man, Gordon Chang. I said, would you please call Gordon, see if he'll jump on with us for a couple minutes this morning because we have so many questions about Hong Kong. Gordon, with great respect and love, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe, and you're very generous. Too generous, actually, but thank you.
Okay, Gordon, last week was the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. I mean, how would you characterize, if we could start here, how would you characterize the leadership of the Communist Party over the last 70 years?
Well, there's been so many different leaderships. There was Mao Zedong, who killed somewhere between 20 and 70 million Chinese. There was Deng Xiaoping and his successors, Jiang Zemin and Hu Jintao, who were a bit more normal. But then we got Xi Jinping, the current ruler, who is taking China back to a sort of a semi-Maoist state. China right now is no longer authoritarian. It's starting to look totalitarian. So this is a very dangerous trend of China reverting to what it was like in the 1950s. Not quite there yet, Joe, but it's moving in that direction pretty fast.
Wow. And Hong Kong. Give us a breakdown of Hong Kong and how China just will not relinquish anything in Hong Kong. How dangerous is that situation there, Gordon?
Well, it is dangerous because Hong Kong right now is effectively under martial law. They haven't formally declared it, but the police are acting without restrictions, which means essentially martial law. And right now, people in Hong Kong are fighting back. And that's why we have these almost nightly clashes between the youthful protesters and the police. Police have used excessive force, and that's polite. So, for instance, there is now a video which shows policemen standing over a prone individual firing rubber bullets at point-blank range. And, of course, we saw last week on October 1st, a policeman take out a revolver, shoot a protester close to the heart, putting them into critical condition in the hospital. That was completely unnecessary. But this is the barbarity of the Hong Kong police right now, who are acting in a savage manner.
And remind us, if you would, Gordon Chang, why are they're still protesting because they repealed that controversial extradition law? Is that what this is all about?
No, it's no longer about extradition. These protests in April started over a proposal by Carrie Lam, the Hong Kong chief executive, to extradite people to mainland China. And this triggered opposition across society, including the normally pro-Beijing business community. But it's no longer about extradition because she said she would permanently withdraw the bill. It's really about China. People are making a last stand for their homes. And this is really just a point where Hong Kong people are just saying, no, we're no longer Chinese. We're Hong Kong, and we want you Chinese out of our town.
And Gordon, and two, and correct me if I'm wrong, we chatted about this briefly before. Does the Chinese military have military weaponry, like and artillery standing by, and trucks standing by in case something happens? And number two, what does the president of the United States do about that if indeed China does implement some military action?
Well, China's military is always standing by. There's a garrison of the People's Liberation Army in Hong Kong. Normally, it's about 6,000 or so. People think it's swelled to about 12,000 at this particular time. We know that there are Chinese either police officers or military personnel in the guise of Hong Kong police uniforms who are already acting on the streets of Hong Kong. But they haven't formally deployed units of the PLA, the army, or the People's Armed Police. And the reason they're not doing that, I think, is not because they are exercising restraint, is because they know that there would be high Chinese casualties, their own casualties, if they were to do that.
Wow. And explain to us, too, if you would, this controversy involving the Houston Rockets, China, and the NBA, Gordon Chang.
Yeah. Last week or three, 4 days ago, the general manager of the Houston Rockets tweeted support for Hong Kong. Beijing then went on a bender, and it made the NBA apologize. Its Chinese statement is really craven. We can't expect, though, the NBA to stand up to China. What China is doing is it's now weaponizing American institutions against America, because not only do they expect obedience, but they are now expecting American companies and organizations to implement Communist Party policies in the United States. So this is something where we cannot have a free marketplace of ideas in our country if we're taking Chinese money, which means we've got to get our companies out of China.
Wow. And Gordon, I mean, the NBA folded. They folded. They just ran for the – and yet they criticized the president inside out and backwards. All the players – I mean, you know, there's some players and some owners that criticize everything in the United States, but they're so afraid of China. I mean, am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong. And the problem that we have with China is that the Chinese are very patriotic, most of them or many of them, and we seem to hate ourselves. And the NBA, apart from being craven, which I can understand because all companies would be, but the NBA, of course, is hypocritical. You know, it boycotts North Carolina because of a bathroom law, but it sort of gives in to China. So clearly it is making political statements in support of America's enemies. This can't be allowed to continue. We need to get the NBA out of China. I know that it sounds extreme, but our democracy is more important than the NBA making a little bit of money in Shanghai and other Chinese cities.
Yeah, we appreciate your time, Gordon Chang. We'll let you go. We're seeing news today, though, that Fitbit is leaving China because of the tariffs. Doesn't this show that the tariffs that the president has implemented are working?
Well, they are working, and they need to be higher, and we should support our, you know, whether or not, you know, your listeners like Trump or not, they need to support the president on this because China is attacking all Americans. Our politics have to stop at the water's edge. And on this one thing, everyone needs to support President Trump.
And Gordon, we'll let you go. But did the president, I just read peripherally, and I just want to verify, the president took away the control of the Chinese government, the communist government, of one of the ports. Was that Los Angeles that I saw something about?
I think that was L.A. The president has, and this is really important point that you raised because it's a broader issue. The president's been moving across China, across everything. And so we saw, for instance, the addition of 28 Chinese companies to the Commerce Department's entity list. That puts them on, as people say, a blacklist. And that's a great thing because the president did that over human rights issues. This is the first time any American leader has done that. He's moved against also Huawei Technologies, the Chinese telecom equipment manufacturer. This is really good news, Joe.
But Gordon, that's great to hear. Gordon Chang, thank you, Gordon. I know, again, you're being pulled in every which way. We appreciate you always jumping on the program. God bless you. Best to your wife, my friend, and hopefully I'll see you real soon, Gordon Chang.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe.
Thank Gordon Chang right there. He is the man. He is the expert, the ultimate expert on everything China, everything North Korea, and everything in Asia. We appreciate Gordon taking the time with us this morning. Hey, 10 before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now. Ooh, a lot to get into, Debbie. You know, so much happening. We're trying to cover it all. We always appreciate folks kind enough to listen. We're going to jump on it. And I see those phone calls, 877-970-2999, Debbie, on our Balance of Nature phone line. Right now, Debbie Duhame's on the roads for you, checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. There's a lot of volume on the LIE West at Junction Boulevard. Some police department activity just cleared away, but boy, traffic is very tough there. Delays go back out toward the Clearview. Once you get out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel, just about 5 minutes in there, traffic is moving slowly on the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. Deacon South still jammed up, getting down toward the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue. An accident was cleared. Inbound side of the GWB, the earlier accident gone, about 30 into the upper, 25 to the lower. Inbound Lincoln, that's at least 40 to 45. Holland still about an hour in from 1 and 9. Better from the turnpike approach. We're seeing some volume 280 East Exit 5 getting out toward Roseland with a stalled car in the way. And 22 westbound at Freeling Heising Ave in Newark, it's an accident. 78, big pain right now, westbound at the Garden State Parkway, accident in the express lanes. And 287 eastbound, still heavy out through White Plains. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher thinks Democrats are trying to have it both ways.
I thought they were worried about foreign interference in our election. I thought they were worried. I thought that was a big deal. I guess it's not a big deal now that Trump won, right? 3 years ago. Now they don't want an investigation into countries meddling in our election? Which, incidentally, that's a two-way street.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you handle the truth? This weekend on Champions of Justice, you'll hear the truth about the Exxon Valdez oil disaster, the Volkswagen diesel emissions scam, and that dangerous Takata airbag that may still be in your car. Tom Girardi talks with attorney Elizabeth Cabracer, a pioneer and role model for women in the courtroom. And we have a surprise guest as well. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, you know, you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike Lindell, he's our buddy, you know, he's in Minnesota, you know, makes the pillow in Minnesota. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow wants to give back to you, kind enough to listen. So he got He's got the incredible discounts. This is the time you go to MyPillow.com. But you got to check on the radio listeners specials, okay? You get incredible discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. Mike has that buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillow's, MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code AM970. Buy one, get one free at MyPillow. And this is great. You can also pre-order Mike's book. What Are the Odds is the name. The name of the book is What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO. I swear to goodness, it's an amazing, very, very inspirational life story. You'll get $10 off the book with promo code AM970 and free shipping on the entire order. Now, don't forget, please, MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. If you want to call 800-651-0798, you can do that. Just use the discount code AM970. It's 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
It's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's
been there.
Oh, so nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer. Yes, it's so much nicer to come home.
Frank Sinatra always said that. He would always say that on stage. He would go like that. He would be, even when he did that Concert of the Americas, was that in the Dominican Republic? You correct me if I'm wrong. One of the best concerts he ever did was with Vinnie Falcone. And he always said, he goes, you know, I love traveling, but I love where I'm from. And he would say, Hoboken, New Jersey, baby. I love it. Hey, Joe Lundberg's with us. We're going to see rain. Is it rainy? Yeah, cloudy, 8:55 right now. Joey, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Rain? What? What's going on?
I think it's a two-faced day. The morning hours, not bad. Some sunshine. We'll get up above 60. The afternoon hours, the clouds come back in. We get a little rain. It's going to be windy, cool today, only in the mid-60s at best. And then tonight we get a little bit more rain. It's a windy, cool night, about 52. Just a shower tomorrow, then we have better weather for the weekend. In fact, Sunday should be the nicer of the two weekend days with more sunshine.
And rolling in to Columbus Day in New York City, it looks like it's going to be okay, yes?
I think so. I think sunshine, temperatures well into the 60s, maybe knocking on the door to 70 on Monday.
I love it, because sometimes Marie and I are doing the parade, and I've been there in the rain. I've been there in the sun. I've been there when it's cold and the wind whipping up Fifth Avenue there. But you know what? It looks like it's going to be great, and we appreciate that.
I think Monday's going to be a nice day.
Yes,
get out and enjoy.
Yes. I love it. Thank you, Joe. And the Balance of Nature allergy report, what's that looking like?
It is low today. It is going to be fantastic. Low for the next couple of days, as a matter of fact.
That's great. Joe Lundberg, thank you, my friend. Thanks so much, Joey. I appreciate it. Joe Lundberg right there, 8:56 with Joe Piscopo on the radio and Alan Frank. And we're looking forward to coming in and hearing what you got to say in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm looking at we have Sal the Voice Valentinetti, first of all, in the next hour. You don't want to miss Sal the Voice. This guy was great. I have to tell you, so when I'm down in Lake City with Sal, and this is the show that Dave Damiani put together. We were at the ocean. Down the shore, Ocean Resort. And who was there? Haley Reinhart was there. God, she is good. Frankie, have you heard? You would love
her. Yeah, I've seen her. I saw her perform at Friday Night Live, not the one that you were at, but with
spectacular.
Bobby Rydell. She was amazing. Yeah. Really, really incredible.
And then Landau Murphy, who has such a strong, great voice, and he does all the standards, right?
Yeah, he was great. We had him in studio with you.
Landau was great.
A great guy, too.
What was the show? I'm so off.
America's
on the show.
Got Talent.
Exactly. And then so Sal's down there, and he goes up, and Sal does Mack the Knife and smokes it, you know? And that's one of my favorite songs, Bobby Darin. So I'm real protective of that song, and I'm backstage, and I'm watching this kid work, and it was just great. And then he saw me on the drums, and then Frankie sees me. I told you this before. He sees me with Dr. Nina Radcliffe, who came down to the show, and he goes, he sees Nina, he sees me on the drums. He sees how old I am. He goes, Joe, and I won't use the language that Sal used, but he goes, You're Yoda. You're Yoda. I love that. Sounds like Yoda. I'll take that as a compliment. Right, Al?
Do or do not. There is no try.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is that Grover or is
yes,
that
it
Yoda?
Is. It's an amalgam of Grover.
Well, that's Yoda. Not as far-fetched as you might think, because I think they were both voiced by Frank Oz. At
you
some
are quite
point.
Correct, sir.
Oh, Frankie, that's great. Is that true?
I
give
think.
Me, give me,
yes,
give me
it
the,
is.
No, that's
it
Grover.
Is I. And then, Super no, and then, Grover.
That's Grover. That's a great Grover.
Thank
and
you.
No Larry King in there either. So, but give
hello.
Me.
Hello. What? Dodgers no. lost last night. It was terrible. Mary Hart was there. She blew it for them.
I had no idea Larry King was also voiced by Frank Oz.
This game in the morning. It's Thursday. Is it Friday yet? No, it's Thursday. We're coming right
Hang
back.
On.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.